Well, Muslims across Ireland are celebrating Eid this week. It marks the end of the holy month of Ramadan. Like Lent in the Christian calendar, Ramadan's date is not set in stone. It begins with the sighting of the crescent moon, which appears one night after the new moon, and it ends 30 days later this year. Eid al-Fitr is marked with families coming together to pray, to eat and to exchange gifts. Our reporter Mark O'Driscoll is at the Islamic Cultural Centre of Ireland in Clonskey in Dublin. Mark.
Thanks, Audrey. Yes, hello from a busy and wet Islamic Cultural Centre of Ireland this morning. However, the rain has not been dampening people's spirits here, let me tell you. The car park has been full since around 7 a.m. this morning. This is actually the first year that two separate prayer sessions have been organised to cope with the crowds. Roughly 7,000 people are expected to attend prayers here this morning. And I spoke to some of the people who were on their way into prayers a little earlier on.
Definitely like coming together as a community, you know, you see everyone because it's such a special day. Everyone, some people that you haven't seen in a while, they're still going to gather up on this day. So maybe someone you haven't seen in a couple of months or even a year, you know. It's just coming together as a community, such a special feeling after such a long month of fasting, you know what I mean, going through what other people have to go through throughout the whole year on a daily basis and then like finishing it off with the celebrations, you know what I mean. Another thing, probably the food as well. I'm going to be honest with you. All the sweets that my mum makes in the morning, we'd be having and all that.
Actually, it's like, you know, a quite exciting thing to celebrate Ramadan because you fast for 30 days and then it's suddenly Ramadan and then you get to enjoy with your friends. The most important thing is that you give people charity. So that is the most important thing.
In my home country, like, we usually gather together with family. So it's one of the two biggest celebrations in Islam. So the best part is kind of we are all together, we kind of have quality time.
Today I'm here for Eid prayer with my family, and then after this I have people coming over for breakfast, and then we're gonna have like a little nap in the evening, and then we're gonna have people over for like lunch as well. I feel like this was my quickest Ramadan so far. I had like school as well, so it went by so quickly I barely even noticed it go by, and I'm grateful that it's Eid now.
What's your favourite part now of today?
Well, when I was younger, it might have been like the activities, but now it's the prayer itself.
What sort of presents then would children or yourselves get?
Clothes, sweets, money, toys, anything.
Was it a tough Ramadan?
No, it wasn't, to be honest. It was one of the easiest Ramadan because of the daylight hours that we fasted. Not as tough as maybe it was during the summer a couple of years ago, to be honest. The togetherness of the community as well, you know, makes it more special.
Yes, some of the 7,000 people there who are expected to attend prayers at the Islamic Cultural Centre of Ireland in Clonskey this morning. Joining me now is the spokesperson for the centre, Dr. Ali Salim. Dr. Ali, thank you for speaking to me this morning. You're a man in demand there. Lots of people popping up to wish you Eid Mubarak. A very important day in the Islamic calendar today.
It is a very important day. In the very beginning, I'd like to wish Eid Mubarak to Muslims all over the world, and particularly the Muslim community in Ireland. Muslim community in Ireland has rapidly increased to the extent that we're not having one prayer as we do every year. We're having two prayers despite the fact of the rapid increase of the Islamic organizations all over Ireland. So Eid Mubarak to all the community here.
Lots of people turned out for the first prayer session here this morning at 8 a.m. You're getting ready now for a second session at 10 a.m. But you've also lots of other activities organised here.
Yes, it is the day of celebration, so we have a number of activities for children, like face painting and balloons and all that stuff. You see, so it's the time for socialization for members of the Muslim community, and it's also time for Muslim children to celebrate and integrate.
And lots of Muslims will be taking today off and indeed maybe the next 2 days off. What sort of activities or how will they celebrate when they get home this afternoon and evening?
Well, we start our celebration by coming to the mosque to offer a prayer, since our festivals are marked by offering an act of worship in advance. So we have been fasting, refraining from all foods and drinks from dawn until sunset throughout the entire month of Ramadan. And we start our celebration by coming to the mosque here to pray. After that, you'll see Muslim families around tea and coffee stations here, toys distributed for children. They stay here for some time, and then Muslim families, they have their own activities. They gather together in houses and they go to open places. If the weather allows, I hope it will allow them to do that today, but I would expect them to be in community centers, Muslim houses, sharing the celebration of their very special day, Eid al-Fitr.
Dr. Ali Saleem, thank you very much. That's it from the Islamic Cultural Centre of Ireland in Clonskeagh this morning. Hopefully the sun will turn out, and Eid Mubarak.
Thank you very much. Eid Mubarak
to everyone celebrating today. Mark, thanks a million. Mark O'Driscoll reporting there from Clonskeagh in Dublin.